Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hello, hello. Time for our Friday bonus. It's often been said that you cannot control other people. You can only control yourself, which happens to be true. Still, too often, many of us feel ourselves let down by other people, whether it be a friend, family member, coworker, and then we end up spiraling. Today's meditation is from Diana Winston, and it's about how to handle those moments and stop the spiral. Diana is a mindfulness teacher at UCLA. She's also the author of a book called The Little Book of Being, and she contributes regularly to the 10% Happier app. So here we go now with Diana.
Hi, this is Diana, and this is a meditation to try when someone has let you down. To begin with, you're not the only one. Everyone is let down at one time or another by someone, often someone they love the most. Unfortunately, as much as we wish it were different, we can't control other people. What we can control, however, is ourselves. We can work with our minds to come to a place of a little bit more ease and acceptance. Let's give it a try. We can get into a comfortable position. If you're at ease closing your eyes, close them or keep them open, but looking downwards, not all around the room. Let's begin by taking a few deep breaths to help you settle your body and mind. You chose this meditation because someone has let you down, so let's bring that person to mind. What happens when you see, sense, imagine, or feel that person's presence? Let whatever is here be here. Now let's try a little equanimity practice. This is where we deliberately try to evoke feelings of balance and even-mindedness, even in the face of challenging situations. You can say these words in your mind and notice what happens. Things are as they are. May I be with things as they are. You are as you are. May I be with you as you are. May I hold you in this situation with even-mindedness and balance. You can keep repeating whatever phrases resonate with you or using my words, and also stay connected to whatever feeling of equanimity comes, of balance, of solidity, of even-mindedness. Notice what you're feeling inside. If the equanimity is present, let it grow. Let it really be there. If it's not, and that's okay, Can you be present with whatever is here and offer yourself a little kindness in the process? As we come to the end of the meditation, remember that while we can't control other people, we can work with our own thoughts and feelings to find more balance and compassion for ourselves and others. You can remember phrases of equanimity anytime someone lets you down, even trying them on the spot, in the moment. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes if they've been closed and end the meditation. See you next time.
Thank you, Diana. Appreciate that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you right back here on Monday for a fresh episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.